Would you like to explain to me what you were trying to do just now? I leave you alone for just a moment. Give you a bit of freedom after believing I can trust you to behave. And I catch you doing this now. I thought you agreed to be good for me. You were planning on going somewhere, weren't you? Without me. Without telling me. Trying to leave. You already know, you can't just leave without me. And I told you this, explained countless times. We belong together. You might not understand yet, but we will get there eventually. I want you to know just how much I love you. I really do. I love you so much. I don't want you to ever forget this. If you ever don't understand why I do the things I do, it is because I love you. You're my favorite person in the world. That's why I can't get you off my mind, no matter how hard I tried. And so I knew I just had to make you mine, somehow. No matter what it took, I adore you. We don't need anybody else in the world. Friends, family, coworkers, anyone. We only need each other. They don't matter. Why would we need any other people? We have enough between the two of us. It would be greedy of us to ask for more. And it might even hurt the other person. Because you're all I need. And, I am all you will ever need. You don't need anyone but me. You'll understand. I know you can do it. I'll wait patiently for you to understand me too. And I'll do whatever it takes for us to be together. Even if I have to take some more drastic measures sometimes. But believe me, that doesn't mean that I want to or intend to hurt you. I don't want to do that. That's why I've always used the most comfortable ropes I could find on you, so that you feel secure and safe. Secure, not restricted. However, I might have to tighten and take away some of your ability to move if you don't want to play nicely. So tell me, what exactly were you doing? I don't want to have to keep you tied down around the clock. Come on, don't just look at me like that. As beautiful as your eyes are, they aren't very helpful right now. I'm not a mind reader, though that would make this so much easier for us. We've got all the time in the world together, so take however long you need and answer carefully. Speak to me. Use your words. That's one of the reasons why I left your mouth free. What was that? I couldn't hear you. Let me come closer to you. It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. It's just me. See? You're okay. You're fine. And you're completely safe here. I promise. So, tell me. What were you doing just now when I came in? Were you trying to escape? You know that would make me sad. So is that what you were doing? Trying to make me sad? No. What were you doing then? You know how worried I get when you try to slip out of your ropes and wander around. I told you already. We can take them off together when you're ready. I promised you that. And you have to trust me. and show that I can trust you before I can do that. But if you keep doing things like this, then how am I supposed to trust you? And please, believe me, I really want to. That's not what you were trying to do. You weren't actually trying to escape or make me sad. Are you sure? I don't want to doubt you, but it sure looked like it to me. You shouldn't be lying like that. You're only going to make it worse for yourself. And you know how much I hate having to punish you. Is it really the truth? Then what were you planning to do? You wanted to... go on. What did you want to do? You wanted to come see me. I don't understand. I'm pretty sure you were trying to escape. Or did I misunderstand? Yeah, you were definitely trying to leave. That's what it looked like to me. So seeing me would have been the last thing that you wanted to do. Because I would have found out immediately then. You missed me? Why? Wait, don't try to move. I didn't say you could... Huh? What are you doing? Are you hugging me right now? Really? Why are you hugging me? You really missed me? But I was just gone for a few hours. I was right upstairs too. Did you truly want to see me that much? Really? You promise? I don't know what to say. Okay. I'm sorry I doubted you then. It's just, I'm so used to how people get scared of me, so I thought that naturally you were gonna run away from me. And even though I knew I was doing everything I could to make things comfortable for you while you lived here. But I guess you really are the best. Even better than I could have imagined. I knew there was something so special about you. We were meant to be together. I'm positive of it now. You'll never abandon me, right? You would never run away. You'll stay with me. Forever. It's a promise. And I'll never abandon you. I'll never leave you. Even if you leave, or if you're taken from me, I'll come find you and bring you back. Can I? I'm so relieved. I feel like we're actually making really good progress together. And since you've been so good for me, maybe it's my turn to reward you somehow. What do you think? How about I take you out one of these weekends? I'm sure you've missed going outside. The weather has been nice lately as well. And I've been wanting to do these things together once you started behaving. And I think we might be getting to that point already. I'm glad you're such a fast learner. You make it so easy to love you. You want to be let out of here? And into the rest of the house? Oh, I get it. You must really miss me that much and want to follow me wherever I go. That's what you were doing earlier, right? I'd love that, to have you with me at all times when I'm home. Have you next to me. But I'm sorry. You know I can't do that, though. Not yet. It's for your own good. Because the only way I can keep you completely safe is by keeping you in this room. It's quiet and insulated, so nobody can hear you, and nobody can ever get to you. Nobody can take you from me. Please understand. Please don't be mad at me. But I also can't undo these ropes. What if you happened to wander around the room and tripped or hurt yourself? You're gonna be much safer staying in place like that. Are you mad at me now? I knew that might upset you. Look, I'm sorry it has to be this way, but it's the only way. I want to see you all the time too, but we can't. Not yet. I really don't want to say no to you. But this is for the best. Please trust me. You can trust me. I would never lie to you about these things. Okay? Don't make that face. I'll think of another way to make it up to you. Something safer that we can do in the comfort of your room. Because I'm always thinking about you. I promise. Okay? I'm gonna miss you. I need to go back upstairs for now. And thank you again for not leaving me. I'll see you in a bit.